show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some software to help me with my taxes?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things tech. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm good, Chuck. How you doing tonight?
Wonderful. Hey, we have got another special for you. This time, we are speaking with... And you are special, but not in that way.
Okay.
We've got Eric Vincent from software.com, and he is here to help us with... our software, particularly it's tax time here in the United States, and we would love to find out more about more than I know about tax software. How's that? How are you, Eric?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys today?
Very good. We're glad to have you here on Technorama, and I know I can certainly learn a lot because my wife usually does the taxes, so I'll let her listen to this when we're done.
Sounds great.
Well, first, smart, too.
If I was allowed to handle the finances, I'd have a lot better podcasting studio than I've got right now, but the kids wouldn't be eating. Well, let's start out, Eric. Tell us a little bit about software.com.
I would be very happy to do that. Software.com came about or launched in its present form starting in July. And then since July, we have been adding components to the site, basically tens of thousands of software titles to make it a place where people can discover software of all types, whether it's the buy before you use it or try before you buy it or just plain free, that they're able to find something that does what they need their computer to do.
I see that you even have Linux up there at the top. So do y'all spotlight like open source software and whatnot?
All of those types of software are eligible for developers to upload to our site. I would be remiss to say that we have a broad selection in that. It's something that we want to make better and, you know, get so that there are more titles there. But we do see open source as a very important component to the future of software.com.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, typically I can see if you go to a software site and you buy the software, software.com gets a little commission. How do you make money on open source stuff?
On open source stuff, the site is designed both in the traditional e-commerce as well as being able to handle free stuff, you know, kind of like the other sites do with some monetization from advertising. Mm-hmm. But we think that people, while we don't necessarily make money on that transaction, there are many transactions in the future that the various people are likely to have. And so that's fine with us. The important thing is they found what they were looking for at software.com to do what they wanted to do, and they'll tell other people, and they'll come back when they need to.
Now, this is tax season in the U.S., as I mentioned, and it seems that there are two types of people. Those that spend hours and hours trying to find the right package that'll do the right thing, or me, that go out and say, well, I only know of one thing, and I go and use it. Is there something you can do to help me make a better choice than what I'm doing right now, or help those who spend hours and hours to narrow down their focus?
Yeah, as you noted, there's certainly many ways to approach it, and everybody likes to shop in it in a different manner. And tax software in particular, some people really get into it and really want to spend the time to choose something, and other people just want it done. Mm-hmm. And so we've designed a couple different things on the site. If you go to software.com/tax, or if you're looking at the site, the tax tab, first thing you'll see kind of front and center is something we've designed that's we call the product selector.
Mm-hmm.
And it is designed for people to answer about 6 or 7 questions, starting off where at first, you know, do you want to install it on your desktop or do your taxes online? And then answer about 6 questions. And by answering those questions, we'll get some idea of whether you need to itemize your deductions, do a Schedule C, if you want to e-file. And what will happen at the end of that is that you'll get a single recommendation. And you know, it was a pretty short interview, so in 6 questions, we'll try to identify it. But you're not going to be too far off. It's going to be a good place to start if you haven't spent much time studying the various applications beforehand. The nice thing as well is, you know, the major publishers of tax software, you know, typically do comparisons of their own products, but they don't necessarily, there's not a lot of, you know, they barely even mention the competition other than to say, well, of course, ours is better.
Mm-hmm.
The other elements that we have are if you like comparison charts, we've got comparison charts of the major products again. And we had spent quite a bit of time looking at all the features and trying to identify the ones. You know, these are the ones that I think people are really going to be interested in, and kind of eliminating some of the checkboxes where, wow, every single thing has that feature. Why talk about it? Because, you know, there's no differentiator there.
Right, right.
And then we've got quite a bit of information on the products themselves. And so if you do want to do that research, the other thing that we do is for all of our larger categories, if you go in and look at antivirus or personal tax software, you'll see a little chart right at the top of there, and we'll highlight for you and say, here's our top pick. Here's the 2 runner-ups that we think are worth taking a look at. You know, here's a best value. So we try and do that, give that level of information that people want. For those that want to do it all themselves and figure it out themselves, the raw information is there. For somebody who's just like, help me figure out, you know, I don't want to spend 4 hours standing in a store reading boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where to start, and so I can get my taxes done. And we try and accommodate all those different shopping patterns.
After somebody makes a decision and does purchase something through your site, do they have a way to for support, or you know, after they purchase the software from you?
The support would be, you know, once they're able to get going, either installing it or getting started, we do depend on the publishers to provide any sort of technical support. Mm-hmm. We do, if you look at that that tax section, there's a little button on the front about talking to a tax pro. Now, if you've got a tax question, not necessarily a software question, there's a group that we've partnered with that is available basically, you know, 24 hours a day, and you can see a list of all the tax pros that are available to talk to, and you can basically set up a chat with them right there and answer your questions.
That's pretty cool, because I did see where you had on the tax tab, talk to a tax professional. Is that what you're talking about right there? Or is this good help?
All right, let's talk brass tacks. How about prices for your software as compared to, you know, if I walk out to some of the big stores where people buy this?
Yeah, you know, those big stores, they've got a lot of buying power and a lot of clout with the publishers. So I won't say, and our model isn't necessarily to be the lowball guy out there, but I think you'll find them competitive. In some cases, we'll have prices as good as any that are out there. Right now, we're running some good specials on Tax Cut for Mac. But, you know, like I said, I think you'll find that we're competitive, but, you know, it's fair to say shop around.
Fair enough.
Now, we touched on this a minute ago, but what other kind of types of software can we find at software.com?
The way we're building the site is that you'll be able to find all types of software, whether it's commercial, software as a service, freeware, shareware, if you need drivers, if you want open source software. Our goal is to make it that this is where you're going to find it. So I wouldn't say, or I would say that we want all kinds of software on there for people to find.
Craig, I was just looking into the mobile section. There's one here for you called Hey Baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the earmark.
It's a baby planner.
I don't need to plan for a baby.
But the title grabbed me. I was having the vision of you and the Mona Lisa at the Computer History Museum.
Oh. We'll send you a link, Eric, to that video.
Of our listeners who have seen the video know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Classic moments in podcasting history.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point, because I had neglected to mention all the mobile devices that are getting to be pretty powerful and in and unto themselves, and that those applications as well are important to us.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you think about what a cell phone was a few years ago, and now it's a whole bunch of devices combined. And I'll be honest, I was not a converged device aficionado or you know, for that type of thing at first, because they really weren't any good. It's like, oh, you've got a camera. Well, your camera takes 320 by nothing. It's really bad.
Well, in all fairness, I've got this Nokia N810. It's a Linux computer in my hand, you know.
Yep.
Oh, there he goes with the 810 again. I swear he's getting kickbacks from the company on those.
Yeah, every time I mention Nokia.
Don't we wish. How about support or warranty on the products?
Yeah, those are all going to be, we'll work with the customer and make sure that they're getting the support that they need from the publishers. But the detailed nuances of thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of titles, we're going to need the assistance of the publishers to be able to take care of customers there.
Say if I was a software developer, how can I get my project listed on software.com?
Sure. Glad you asked that. If you go to software.com/submit, we've got a partner that we work with for all the freeware and shareware titles, and you would submit the software to the site via a shareware association standard of a PAD file, and they basically are scanned, and then they go and are available on the site. It's literally pretty fast. That's one of the things that we want to enhance in the future. We want to make it so that everyone and anyone who has developed a good piece of software to be able to directly upload it to the site. And you'll see, you know, over the course of the next year, those capabilities will expand quite a bit because, you know, as I say it, we work with all the publishers you've heard of, and we want to work with all the publishers you haven't heard of yet, because there's lots of good software out there.
Sounds like the vision for software.com is to be basically a one-stop shop. I mean, really leverage that title, software.com. Where else would you think to go for anything?
Absolutely. You know, it's like we're looking for something to have my computer do something I want it to. Here's the place I'm going to start, software.com, and see what they've got before I go anyplace else. Absolutely.
How hard was it to get software.com, the domain?
You know, our investor group acquired that probably about 18 months ago, I think, if I'm remembering the story correctly. It was owned, both software.com and phone.com were owned by a company now called OpenWave. Through a series of mergers, the companies that were phone.com and software.com kept merging and became OpenWave. And they had these domains from that time period, but they weren't using them in any way. They were just straight referrals off to the OpenWave site. And a group of investors in Boston, the Internet Real Estate Group, who have developed properties like chocolate.com and jeans.com and sweepstakes.com and podcast.com, surprisingly enough, made them an offer they couldn't refuse. And they ended up accepting it. And they started looking for an executive with a business plan in the case of software.com to capitalize and utilize the great name. And came across a gentleman by the name of Mike Bell, who's our CEO, who had been developing an idea of similar to what software.com was. He didn't have that URL in mind, and they kind of had a peanut butter and chocolate meeting. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, yeah, you know, it's like, wow, you've got a really good business idea that's going to be a lot stronger with this URL, and we need somebody to, you know, develop this URL into a real business. And that was basically how it started.
I love that analogy. You've got a kick butt URL. You've got a kick butt business plan.
When I thought about that analogy, I couldn't think of a better one to use. So I use it all the time.
I hope our international listeners can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I remember, you know, when I saw CNET had news.com, and I remember thinking, wow, I bet that cost, you know, I can't even fathom how much that would cost to buy a domain like that.
Yeah, that one was probably a lot more than they paid for this one. This one, you know, was significant dollars, but right. Nothing like some of the deals that you see with all those zeros in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe when we're done, or, you know, maybe when we made it into what we want it to be, it might get there, and I certainly wouldn't be opposed, but we've got a little work to do first.
Eric's going to be Skyping us from his private island.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you done your taxes? I don't pay them. This is my island.
Yeah. It's tax-free. Woohoo.
Well, speaking of taxes, there are those who wait until the last minute, or even, heaven forbid, they're late. Is there something you can do to help those people out?
Well, that's the nice thing as well is whichever route you decide, if you decide that you want to download the software and install it on your computer, you know, that download is available very quickly after you've made your purchase. Or if you decide to do your taxes online, we send you, you know, directly to the solution provider's website to get started right on your taxes. So literally, you can come to our site until April, you know, 14th, just before midnight at night, and get started on your taxes. Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that based on kind of the crunch that they observed last year for all those people that could wait.
But I'm on dial up, and it takes me an hour to download the software.
Yeah, or and then the updates. Yeah, so you know, if you're you probably don't want to wait too long, but we have seen over the last few years the tax software, you know, kind of business cycle has changed from one where, you know, most of the purchases were in January, and between the advantages of e-file and being able to, you know, start your taxes and you know, make your purchase later, people are delaying more and more. 'Cause with e-file, you can get your return pretty quick or your check back pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So there isn't that, well, you know, I'm going to do it as soon as I get my W-2s because my check will take 12 weeks to get here. You know, it's all that's been kind of compressed. So you see people doing it a little bit later in the season, and our site will be, you know, available up through April 15th this year.
I know we spoke about people ready to help you a little bit. Can you tell us a little about the people that are there to help you if you're stuck?
Yeah, the tax professionals. They are, in many cases, they are, you know, the people that you would go in your hometown or the certified, in some cases, there might be actual accountants, but they are all people that are make their living doing taxes for people. And you can you see a little bit of background on each one of them in that tax pro area, and you look at one that's probably a good fit for you, and you know, click a button and set up a conversation, and they call you back, and you can chat with them and ask them specific questions about your needs or difficulties you've run into, and mm-hmm. they'll either help you right then or get, you know, do a little bit of research and get back to you so that you've got that, you know, kind of backup when you run into that one thing that, and you're reading the form back and forth and it just doesn't quite make sense. They're there to help.
Am I correct in assuming that is a pay-for service?
It can be. The partner that we're doing it with has set it up so that I believe you get a period of time for free. So it starts out your good 5 or 10 minutes worth of free consultation. You know, if it ends up, you know, being 12 hours worth of work, obviously the model changes a little bit.
Yeah.
But they do. They're eager to have people try this service, and so they have a at least an initial period that's free.
Hey, it's like that. You seen that commercial where the woman says, "Hey, are you stuck? Here, talk to the box." Well, kind of throws that out the window, doesn't it?
Well, Eric, is there anything about software.com that we might have missed or something you'd like to mention?
I don't think we've missed it, but I would like to mention we really want to make software.com as a place for people to come and discover what they can do with their computer, whether it's their desktop, their laptop, their new mobile device that they want to mention in every other sentence. Mm-hmm. If they, you know, if they've got a need, they want their computer to do something or one of their computers to do something, they come and find it on software.com. And what you'll see, you know, as time goes by into this next year, we'll be adding ways that you can share with your friends. You know, if you found something that you think is, you know, just the best piece of software ever that you'll be able to very easily share with your friends, your discovery, so that they're able to take advantage of that discovery as well.
Hey, Eric, I really just wanted to thank you one more time for joining us here on Technorama. It's been very educational. I hope that we've helped at least some of the listeners to their tax woes. I know it's always the highlight of my year. See my eyes rolling. But with your help, we can make it a little better. Thank you very much.
It's absolutely a pleasure to be here with you guys, and I hope you have a great election season.
Thanks.
Power to the people.
Now, where can I send my tax form so you can pay? Does software.com pay for my taxes?
No.
Okay.
Craig. Always asked to get the last smart aleck comment in. And if you've got any smart aleck comments about the show, call us on the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. 206-222-2428 is the number to call, or email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. We love to hear from you. Podcasting is all about getting together, having fun, collaborating. Visit the website, www.chuckchat.com, for more information. Find out more there. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. You can also find out more great audio programs that we're affiliated with over at farpointmedia.net. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way, by clicking on the link on the website, consider subscribing for free to have it automatically delivered to you as new shows become available. It's all through the magic of podcasting. If you don't know what that's all about, send us an email. Again, technorama@chuckchat.com. We'd love to help you out. What's the magic word, Craig?
Well, the magic word is tax.
All right. And if that's your magic word, deal with it. Till next time, tell a friend about Technorama and give us a binary high five, Craig.
101.